Death toll in Telangana floods rises to 70. Hyderabad, October 19th. Social news. XYZ. The death toll in heavy rains and flash floods in Hyderabad and other parts of Telangana rose to 70 while bodies of two more missing persons were found in the state capital on Monday. Police said two bodies were found in Rajubel colony in the worst-hit old city of Hyderabad as the flood waters receded after 5 days. Both are suspected to have been washed away in flood waters at Meladevpally following heavy rains on October 13. Several colonies in Chindlayangutta, which were flooded after a lake breached on Saturday night, remained underwater on Monday. The National Disaster Response Force, NDRF, and the Disaster Response Force, DRF, of Greater Hyderabad Municipal Corporation, GHMC, continued rescue and relief operations in Hafiz Baba Nagar and surrounding areas where the floods left a trail of destruction. Municipal Administration and Urban Development Minister K.T. Rama Rao told reporters that the heavy rains and floods have so far claimed 70 lives, including 33 in Hyderabad and the outskirts. Three people were missing, he said. With the Meteorological Department predicting more heavy rains for the next 3 days, the administration was on alert. The minister said as 80 colonies under GHMC limits were still inundated and more rains expected, the GHMC suspended all other operations and services for 15 days to focus only on evacuation of people. The state government has alerted the army while helicopters are also being kept ready for rescue and relief works. As the GHMC has only 18 boats for evacuation, the state government is making arrangements for another 30 boats from neighboring Andhra Pradesh and Karnataka. As many as 80 special officers have been deployed in GHMC and neighboring municipalities for taking up rescue and relief measures. KTR, as the minister is popularly known, appealed to all residents in low-lying areas to shift to relief camps. Don't put your lives into risk by moving to first or second floors. Cooperate with the authorities and move out of the inundated or low-lying areas, he said, adding that the government can provide food and other essentials to people only if they shift to relief camps. The authorities have so far evacuated 37,000 people from inundated and low-lying areas. KTR said Hyderabad has recorded 120 centimeters rainfall this year so far against the regular average annual rainfall of 78 centimeters. Pointing out that the highest rainfall of 142 centimeters in a year was recorded in 1916, the minister said since two more months are left, this year the average rainfall may be the highest in the city's history. The government has so far spent 60 crore rupees on rescue and relief measures in flood-hit areas. This includes 45 crore rupees spent by GHMC on food supply, relief camps and ex-gratia payments. There are proposals to spend another 670 crore rupees for repairing damaged roads, stormwater drains, tanks, lakes, strengthening and restoration of other infrastructure. The state government last week said the state suffered a loss of 5,000 crore rupees due to rains and floods and sought 1,350 crore rupees as immediate assistance. The minister said the centre had not yet responded to the state's request. Source: Ian's.